Working from home is raising a lot of tax questions, but you might not like the answers. I'm Brian Banmiller on Business. With so many spending their workdays in their home offices, people are wondering how much cost they can write off. But according to CPAs, there is no longer any deduction for an employee working from their house. That changed in 2018 with the President Trump tax cuts. Another change, you can no longer deduct expenses related to finding a job. But the news is not all bad. According to USA Today, depending on your situation, you might be able to claim a few things. For example, if you are self-employed or an independent contractor, you can claim a home office deduction. Even though school has moved online in most cases, teachers can still receive a $250 deduction for unreimbursed business expenses. Something else to look at, where you're living compared to where you're working. Some states, such as New York, will tax income earned while in that state, even if your primary residence is somewhere else. Might be time for an accountant. Brian Banmiller, CBS News.